All right. Welcome to this week's episode of the ChansLogic podcast. I think I'm just going to call this culture of care experience moving forward. But what I really wanted to talk about today was kind of diving into the business world and the concept behind content. And so what I'm going to go into today is how to transform your content into a lead generating machine. Ultimately, how to build a content strategy that's going to convert prospects into buyers. I think the problem a lot of people run into with content is they put out content that isn't unique. They put out content that isn't special. They put out content that really doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter. So nobody listens to it. Nobody pays attention to it. And ever since I started my first business, one of the most important things that I have done along the way is put out content that builds a brand. And when I say builds a brand, what I mean is it builds a moat around what I'm doing. People follow me because they enjoy following and listening to what I'm putting out. They follow me because they can see themselves inside my shoes, because I'm emulating what they want to be, because they see me as a leader worth following. And that's ultimately what we really want to build with our content strategy. You see, the problem with most people is they put out content that's a commodity. So their content they put out is the same as what everyone else is doing. Let's take the health and fitness world as an example. People are putting out workouts. They're showing themselves working out at the gym. They're doing meal plans and meal prep videos, nutritional cooking, stuff like that. But the problem is nobody cares, because that's available everywhere. You can Google how to make a meal plan. You can Google how to do these workouts. You can Google how to cook stuff, and everybody's doing it. Now, if you wanted to, for example, have like a cooking show, you would want to put some sort of interesting spin on it that makes what you're doing seem different and entertaining, so people will follow it and be attracted to your attractive character. But what most people, and this is the problem with the industry, is most people are putting this stuff out and then they're complaining that nobody pays attention to it. There's no reach. The algorithm is against them. They're being shadow banned or whatever. But in reality, what it is it's just the inability to figure out what's going to stick and the lack of capacity in order to actually make it work. So when I look at this, what I really want to focus on, number one, is what I call a transformative content platform or transformative content experience. I call this the experience of the culture of care content experience. And so what this is you want to break up your content strategy into different realms. You want to break it up into what I call deep thoughts, objections, and you want to break it up into relatable, funny type things. And so your goal during this is to, number one, with the deep thoughts, your goal is to essentially emulate what you've been through to teach a valuable lesson to attract people deeper to what you're doing. So if for example, if I put out a post about, I put out a post the other day about how when I first opened my first business 10 years ago, our rent was late. First line was, your rent is late. And I told this whole story about how our rent was late and we had to talk to our landlord and how he helped move me through it and how what I learned from the experience and all this stuff. But what it really is about is it's about creating a post that helps other people align with me while I can be allowing me to be vulnerable and allowing me to put myself in a position to say, hey, I've been there. Hey, I've done this. Hey, I'm like you. So that way I create that attractive character without having to sell anybody, without having to speak directly to them. I tell a story about myself that they can connect to, that they can see themselves in that scenario and say, wow, I've been there. Wow, that sounds just like me. Wow, you figured it out. So now I've created that connective piece that gets them to want to connect with me. So that results in people DMing you, people messaging you, people asking you questions, people opting in for your stuff, and people wanting to be deeper and closer to what you're doing because they trust you and they trust the strategy and the pathway that you've been on because you've talked about it. The second thing we want to talk about in our content a lot is objections. And when I say objections, I'm not talking about being a jerk to people. So I see a lot of people doing their content on the internet and they'll say something like, well, so-and-so wasn't prepared today to make a decision, so they're not ready to change their lives, or so-and-so's spouse was not as supportive. No, that's not how we handle objections in content. That's how you be a big old jerk and you build up a wall of sales resistance. So when I'm talking about objections, what I want to do is I want to create a values belief alignment with the people that are paying attention to what I'm doing so I can help them recognize where the misalignment is and ultimately what they can do to fix it. And then when they recognize that, they look to me to help support them in trying to fix and solve the problem. So for example, say someone has a financial objection. They're like, I can't afford this. I can't afford anything. Well, I'm not going to tell them that you need to push through it. You need to use it, put it on a credit card. I'm not going to do these kind of scammy, scummy things that some coaches and some service providers do to people to get them to make decisions. I'm going to talk to them about, well, yeah, it's true. money is one of the most challenging things. And money is the thing that almost everybody's struggling with. It's the thing nobody really has enough of. It's the thing that we keep saying, I'll do this thing tomorrow, but then tomorrow comes and we're still not in a place to be able to do it. And then ultimately we pass through life and we consistently stay in this place to where we're never able to make a change because we never have the money to make that change. And it never allows us to be in this place to where we can actually make a difference. So in that, what I'm doing is I'm talking about the scenario that they've been in, the scenario that money's never going to be there, that if they don't put themselves in a position to stretch a little bit or whatever they need to do to make it happen, I'm not telling them it needs to be done with me, but I'm putting out information that's creating this transformative experience in their head. So now they can look at it and they can say, okay, wow, that sounds like me. Yeah, I have been through that. Yeah, well, what do I do now? And now they're deeper and deeper into your ecosystem. So this is what we want to think about. And as I'm going through this, these deep thoughts are going to be written, long form pieces. They're going to be live videos. They're going to be all little pictures, all kinds of stuff, different ways that you can organize it in order to keep it fresh. And then the last piece that I think we really need to look at is how can you be funny? Because funny is money. If you're funny, you're relatable. If you're funny, people will want to connect with you. They'll be entertained by what you're doing. And no matter what anybody says, part of the job of being on the internet and having a personal brand, being on the internet and having content is to be entertaining. So if you're not entertaining, you're boring. If you're boring, you're not someone who's worth following. If you're not someone who's worth following, you're not someone who is worth buying from. So we need to create that entertainment factor. That's why some of the talking heads who are the loudest in the room garner the biggest audiences, because they have that entertainment factor. So we can post little gifs. We want to think about, in our funny stuff, we want to think about how we can be relatable. So you think about something that's annoying and irritating and make fun of it in a way to where it doesn't sound like you're being a jerk and to where you're not attacking people or anything. And people will connect with that. They'll think it's funny. They'll share it. You create that virality factor. So when I talk about this stuff, it's ultimately what I call the culture of care content experience. And really it's creating a transformative content experience. It's going to take people into, move people into a position to where they see you as someone that they want to emulate. They see you as someone who's worth following. They see you as a leader who's worth buying from. Then all of a sudden, what's interesting here is people will start messaging you. They'll start asking you questions in the DM. They'll start confiding in you. They'll start saying, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? All of a sudden, then people will start asking, what do you offer? They'll get on phone calls with you. And when they do get on phone calls with you, and when they do want to buy from you, it's not a battle. It's not a process of battling through objections on a call. It's basically getting on the call and going through discovery. They're going to tell you, hey, I like this. I like that. I like what you put out here. I like what you talked about here. You kind of work through that with them. You figure out where they're at in finances. And then ultimately, if you have something, you offer it to them and they're already pre-sold because your content put them in a place to where they were ready to jump in before they even got on the call, because you built an enormous amount of trust just by simply being in a position to where you put out this transformative content. I think the days are gone, or the old days where people would say, oh, put out a Facebook ad, get them in, close them that same day. That's it. Forget about them if they don't. But that's it. That's wrong. It couldn't be more wrong. We have to be in a place where we recognize this is the long game. Yes, we want to be able to produce business consistently on a daily basis, but if we don't put out our content and create this transformative experience, we're not going to be able to consistently pursue and produce this business when the times are slow. So when times are great, yeah, you can enroll people same day off Facebook ads and stuff like that. But when times aren't so great, we want to make sure that we have a snowball of capabilities in order to drive people in. And often that comes from the content we've created. The content we create puts money in the bank for when you need it for tomorrow. It builds a following behind you of people who are ready and willing to buy and ready and want to buy. And it builds a following of people who actually trust you. And that trust is an enormous responsibility, because if you violate it, then they're not only not going to trust you again, but they're not going to trust anyone else ever again. And it's really challenging to gain that trust. But once you do, and once you follow this transformative content experience, and once you have this nailed down, you build such an enormous amount of trust. It's no longer a sales process. It's a process of leadership. What do they need? If I offer it, I can deliver it to them. If I don't and they're not ready, then I shouldn't deliver it to them. I should consistently keep them in my content experience until I have something I can offer to them. So we have to be ethical in this regard as well. And last thing, just remember, one of the most important things you can possibly do in your content is to be vulnerable. Be vulnerable, be real. Tell stories about what you've been through. Tell stories about what's been challenging for you. Tell stories about how hard things have been and what you learned from it. A challenging time, how hard it was for you to get through, what you learned from it, how you got through, and ultimately what you learned along the way. That's going to make someone feel like they're in your shoes as they read it. And we want to be able to recognize that it's okay to be imperfect. People don't connect with perfection. Someone who's perfect all the time is hard to connect with. But someone who shows vulnerability, someone who shows that they've been there, someone that shows that they've been through the ringer, they've been kicked down, knocked out and picked themselves back up, brushed the dirt off and kept going and learned from that are the people that other people are going to connect with. So that's it. I hope this was helpful. If you want more information or on how you can build this, just go follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/Chandler_SAF. And my Facebook page as well, facebook.com/ChandlerSAF. And you can follow my content strategy. You can see everything I put out. You can emulate it. And you can see ultimately how this looks in real time. But I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please go to iTunes or wherever you're watching this and give me a 5-star review. Let me know what you liked about it, what you listened to, and ultimately what you want to hear next. All right, I'll talk to you later.